Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
TikTok are claiming to have shut down a covert disinformation network targeting Ireland, but apparently it isn't the only covert information on the app at the moment, because married couples have been posting videos with the hashtag marriage language, revealing the secret languages that they've developed over the years just between themselves. Mary Johnstone joins us now, and you're very welcome, Mary, to the programme this evening, a specialist in counselling with Accord. Is private dialect, do you think it's inevitable? Is it necessary even in a relationship?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you very much for asking me on. Yes, it is. I mean, it's common and it's inevitable. It's something probably that's gone on. It's nothing new, but I suppose it's new up on social media now. Mm. But couples do have pet names for one another that, you know, they may or may not share, or others may or may not become aware of. And actually, the study that's out says that it's an indication that relationships, there's more relationship satisfaction when people have their own dictionary of secret words and nicknames. It's indicative of their exclusive bond. So okay. Yourself and Cormac maybe could share with us.
Not a couple.
Yeah, and also, no. Don't have a private language, I can tell you. Although maybe we do, actually. Yeah, maybe we do. I hadn't really thought about it, but I suspect we sort of do have developed a little bit of a private language. However, with my actual husband the other night, Mary, we were discussing something that's happening, and we both said the same sentence in response, and then we said a second sentence exactly the same in response. Something along the lines of, that's perfect, couldn't be better, or something like that.
That's kind of, you're maybe, you know, sometimes in a relationship we can influence one another, and maybe you're becoming a little more alike in terms of the language and the sentence structure you're using.
Yeah, but is that, I don't know, we both then looked at each other like, you know, do we need some time apart? Like, you know, like, well, spend some time with our friends or something.
I think we all do need some time apart and time together as well. Okay. Time together is really important, as well as time apart.
But don't you feed
it's an interesting
don't you feed off your partner, Mary, though, in a sense? And I got a great insight into this from her two-year-old, right? And at that age, they mimic everybody, don't they? So it only stands to reason that,
yes,
you know, I'd mimic you if I spent time with you, same with Sarah, whatever. It's just you're kind of mimicking the other person like a parrot, I suppose. It's influence.
Yeah, well, I suppose mimicking might sound a little bit like we're kind of making fun of them. We're not.
I
suppose we're living with them, and we do become a little bit like them. And, you know, we have our own ways to hopefully that kind of influence will go both ways. And we won't just turn out like the other person. We'll have a bit of ourselves and they'll have a bit of us, mm-hmm, and vice versa. So it's good to influence one another with all our positive qualities.
Did you say it was good that partners or married couples have pet names for each other?
Well, it says in the article that's been referred to, the one in the New York Times, I think, it says that, you know, most people give their partner affectionate nicknames, and as many as 2/3 of couples use romantic baby talk to signal closeness.
Pass me the bucket.
It says... And it says marriage language is the natural extension of these behaviours. And it goes on someplace else. I don't have it in front of me just now. But I think it's a Journal of Social and Personal Relationship. It says happier couples are more likely to have their own dictionary of secret words and nicknames, indicative of the exclusive bond they share, no less.
Oh,
yeah, I just wonder though, is it like, I mean, for example, some of the couples would refer to a nose as a snout. Like this is how far this language can go. When you sneeze, it's spookies. I love you is elephant shoes. I love you too is olive juice. Like it is an actual whole different language.
Yeah, that sounds very kind of sort of customised or personalised, if you like, to a particular couple. But if you think of the way sometimes you are with a baby or that, you know, you'll have, if there's a small little baby in the house and you see adults speaking to the baby, you know, they'll have little kind of made up words and little sort of fond little phrases. So it's a little bit like that for grown-ups, the kind of, I suppose there's a difference. There's the language that's, you know, the names for things that they have in common that don't make sense to other people. And then there's maybe the words and phrases they use towards one another to indicate their closeness and their tenderness for one another. So there's a slight difference there, you know?
Okay.
I've
got another sentence here. Darl, can you grab the pinger, then go and tell the munches the microwavies just dinged for the pops? And I'll give you the translation, right? Darling, can you grab your TV remote? Then go and tell the children their popcorn is ready.
Do you know what? Those couples should keep that in-house. And if they do, it's grand.
Actually, they need to spend more time with each other. and never spend time with
them. They need to speak more clearly.
The couples who do baby talk to each other in public, in front of other people, they really need...
to stop.
Some kind of sanction.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're comfortable to do that. You wouldn't see or hear too many people doing that. But I suppose with the words there that you were reading, like sometimes I think in a family, maybe children or something, they can't pronounce a particular word and that word becomes a sort of used in the family, you know, and it wouldn't make sense to anybody else. I think we had our book for wardrobe donkeys years ago in the house. And that's because somebody in particular pronounced it that way. Yeah, so sometimes those kind of phrases come about. And that's, it's a kind of a family thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So you're all for the private language, basically, Mary, is what you're saying. More of private languages between couples. Yes.
Well, yes. If it suits them, yes. I mean, the way you read it out there, Sarah, you'd be saying, good gracious, what are people saying? I mean, how would you make head nor tail of that? Yeah. You know, so it is. But I suppose it, you know, if people are happy with it and if people are like it, and Cormac, as you said, if they don't scandalise or annoy or upset other people, then it's fine.
Mary Johnston, pleasure as always to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining us on the programme.